It's the First Amendment, broadband style.
It's a safe, well-engineered, perfectly designed machine.
TalkZone.com. Internet Talk Radio. Welcome to Positive Living with award-winning and veteran host Patricia Raskin. This is the program that shows you how to turn your obstacles into opportunities and your problems into solutions. Join Patricia and her guest experts, best-selling authors and celebrities who will show you how to stay healthy, stay happy, get the support you need, and make your dreams come true. And now, with Positive Living right here on TalkZone.com, here's your host, Patricia Raskin.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Positive Living. I'm Patricia Raskin. It's always such an honor and a pleasure to be with you each week and to share with you such inspirational people, people who will turn your problems into solutions and will help you to transform your life. That's what this program is all about, folks. It's all about hope. It's all about positive thinking and positive living. It's about really looking at what does work in our lives instead of what doesn't. And no, it doesn't. And we're often trained to think that way. But what this program does is to give you that look into the other side that's just real as what doesn't work. So, having said all of that, we want to welcome you to the program of Positive Living. Tell you that if you're listening live today, you can certainly give us a call. We would love to hear from you December 15th on Monday at either noon Eastern or 9 a.m. Pacific. Call us at 888-GO-FOR-IT. That's 888-GO-FOR-IT. And we certainly would love to hear from you. And that, those call letters are 888-463-6748. Very interesting today. I was so captured by this. There is a book that came out in September called The Necklace, and it was written by Cheryl Jarvis. It's a true story of 13 women who joined together and took a risk on an expensive diamond necklace and in the process changed not only themselves, but a community. Really is a story about how a necklace became greater than the sum of its links and about how 13 ordinary women who understood the power of possibility and who touched the lives of a community and who created together an extraordinary experience. And today we have on with us one of the 13 women, Dr. Roz Warner. Roz, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Patricia. It's really great to be talking to you.
Yeah, this is quite dangerous. All right, I think before we start, let's talk about the beginning, because the book was written by one of the other 13 women, Cheryl Jarvis. How did this come about?
Well, actually, Cheryl's not one of the women in the group. She is a woman that we hired to do the story. We interviewed several women when we had an agent that decided that this would probably be a worthwhile message to put out there to the world. So we interviewed and found Cheryl. So basically, she then ended up following all of us around. She spent about a week and a half with each woman over the course of about a year, and then ended up writing the proposal and writing the story for us. But the way the whole concept began, that's probably what you're really thinking when you asked.
Yes. I mean, did somebody walk into a jewelry store and say, listen, I can't have it?
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the women walked by the family-owned jewelry store called Van Gundy's and saw this beautiful necklace in the window, and they were having a huge sale at Van Gundy's. I think once a year they had this big blowout where they, you know, try to change their stock around a little bit. So she saw this diamond necklace in the window and sort of casually walked in to try it on. She is not a diamond necklace person. I mean, she's a Birkenstock and peace sign person. So for her to do this was a little bit unusual. So she tried it on. It was really beautiful. And she sort of casually asked, okay, how much is this? And the woman said, oh, it's $37,000. Well, the woman just gulped, really gulped, and took it off and thought, you know what, in a world where children are starving, how can anybody justify spending $37,000 on one necklace, you know? But it was actually very beautiful, she thought. So then over the next couple of weeks...
Let me pause for a minute, Roz. Did she really, really want this necklace, or was it more, boy, that's really a great thing, it would be nice, but... I mean, what got her from the it would be nice, but to, oh, I've got to do this?
Well, you know, I don't think the idea about wanting it or what to do about it had really gelled. You know, she saw it, it was beautiful, she tried it on, found out how much it cost, and it went so much against the grain of what her life is about and you know, sort of her philosophy. You know, and over the next few weeks then, she started talking to different friends about this necklace that she tried on, and you know, it's sort of weird that we can share all sorts of national parks and museums and natural beauty, but why is it that one person has to buy some sort of a luxury item and keep it to themselves? And the group started to make this idea a reality. And she said, well, come on, let's go in. And many of the women went in, many of her friends went in to look at this thing and try it on. And on one of the times when several of them had gone in, then there was actually a sign that said that the price had been dropped to $22,000. Which was still outside the realm of reason.
Still a break. It's a lot, but still a break.
Okay, well, we still can't get this thing. But that there was also a sign that said that the store would consider a reasonable bid on any jewelry that was on display. So then the idea really began to take shape. How about getting a group of women together? What about $1,000 a person? And getting 12 women that thought that that was a reasonable idea? And putting together this group and buying this thing and deciding to share it.
Okay. All right. I have to back up because this is an important part in the process.
Yeah.
How did that all happen? Was it, gee, I'm just going to talk to one woman and another woman finds another woman? Was it more happenstance? Was it more just kind of evolved? Or was it very purposeful, like, okay, we're going to find 13 women?
I think it was, okay, we're going to find, it was going to be 12 women. We're going to find 12 women to do this. So she called, she had grown up in the area and had a lot of really old friends. So she just started calling friends. And it wasn't as though the first other 11 women that she called signed up. She kept calling, and then, mm-hmm. as you said, friends started calling friends. In fact, that's how I got called. I got called by one of the women that was part of the, you know, had already decided to become part of the group. That's, you know, sort of the offer came to me that way. And, you know, they finally got not 12, but about, I think, 8 or 9, and went into the store with this offer. You know, they were going to make this offer to Tom Van Gundy, the store owner, of $12,000 for this $22,000 necklace. You know, what the heck? You know, think outside the box. You never know. That anything can happen. So they, and Tom had been seeing all of this activity, seeing these women coming in, the joy, the friendship, the companionship.
Interesting. I have to, again, Roz, what brought her from a good idea to, I'm going to get on the phone and call these 12 women? What was it? Was it, I want more friends? Was it, this would be a fun thing to do? Was it, this will really allow us to spend more time together? Was it, we want something else in our life as another activity? What was that sort of defining moment, if you will?
Well, it's hard to say exactly. It wasn't anything about wanting to own a diamond necklace. It really wasn't anything about wanting to have more friends. It was more about, you know what, this is kind of an interesting idea. And I think the momentum began to build as she talked to the group. And then it became a group activity and a group mentality, which was a very positive thing in this particular arena.
All right, so let's go back now. Now you're in front of the store owner with $12,000 for a $22,000 necklace that's been reduced from $37,000.
Right.
Now what happens?
So the bid was on a piece of paper. The group handed in this piece of paper. And I've heard Tom tell this story. You know, he knew what it was going to say. He gulped. He looked at it. He said, well, I'll be right back. I have to go to the back for a minute. So he goes back to the back. And the reason he goes back to the back is because the company's CFO was back there during this big sale trying to make sure that the books were going to balance. And the CFO
just happened to be there that day.
Well, the CFO happens to be his wife. That's Priscilla Van Gundy. And so she was there every day. You know, she was the one that sort of made sure that they actually were surviving in this business. So he said to her, there's this group of women out there, they're having a great time laughing and just having fun, and this is what they've offered me. And she looked at the price, and she said, no way. She said, you know, that's below our actual cost. You know, but for Tom, it really wasn't about the money at that point in time. Now it was about his wife, Priscilla. Because the most astounding part of this is that Priscilla's sister, who was her best friend, had died from cancer about 6 months earlier. And Priscilla was just not the same person anymore. I mean, she was just totally depressed, you might say. I mean, just.
Right, so are you gonna tell us that Priscilla became one of the women?
Please give me a break.
Let me go.
A couple more sentences because it gets even better. So Priscilla,
it's starting to feel that way, Roz.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of, even every time I tell this, it's the goosebumps and a little bit of tears in your eyes kind of story. Yeah. But you know, he didn't tell her what he was planning to do, but he went back out to the front and decided that he was going to counteroffer. So he counteroffered the women, but not for 12, just a few more thousand. and said, but I want there to be another part to this. I just want my wife to be part of this group.
Oh.
No. And the group, you know, the group was all about sharing at this point anyway, and it was all about adventure. So they said, sure, why not? And the ending of that is that Priscilla didn't want to be part of the group. She didn't want to be part of anything. But here was a man that recognized what this woman needed. All he wanted was to see her laugh again, you know, and he wanted her to be able to share the joy that these women were sharing with one another. And he thought if he did this, then that would be an opportunity. It took her about 2 or 3 months before she actually came to join the group. She didn't come until around Christmas time. And by her own admission now, this group has really saved her life. You know, it's given her a lifeline that she really...
I want to read something. I'd like to read something about Priscilla.
Okay.
The wife or the CEO of the jewelry store owner. Okay? This is what Priscilla says. For most of my life, I had only one close friend, and she lived in Houston. It seemed like enough because I worked all the time. I worked ever since I was 13. I married at 21, had 3 children by 27, and never stopped working. I never had time for women friends. When my younger sister died, I shut down completely. It was easier to plug in the remote than to reach out to people. My husband saw these women smiling and laughing in our store and negotiated my being in the group as part of the purchase price. It was the best gift he ever gave me. This is choking me up, really,
yeah,
Roz.
See, that's what I was just going to say that last.
Wait, let me finish, but it's choking me up. He gave me my life back. He gave me a future. Growing up, I knew that I had a gift with my singing, but after getting married, I let it go. I'm determined to have a singing career before I die. Without this group of women, I wouldn't have imagined it. Now I have friends who will support me in doing something risky. For the first time, I'm composing my life.
Isn't that amazing?
Woo!
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, you know, let me reflect. The fact that he saw this is such a beautiful testimony to relationship. You know, we hear so much about problematic relationship. You know, 50% is divorced, and then the second time around it's 60. You know, half of the men and women are cheating on each other. I mean, this is what we keep hearing. But listen to this. This is real. I mean, this woman was hurting. Her sister had died. He saw that, and he reached out to his own wife. And that, I mean, if you really want to look at this necklace, it's because of him that group happened.
That's exactly right, and that's what I say. I mean, that's the moral to my telling of the story, that if it weren't for Tom, it doesn't matter how many women we could have gotten together. You know, he had to be there and be willing to give something to her, and the something to her was us. You know, he gave her our group, and that's how we are. That's how we exist, because of him.
All right, and we're going to take a break on that note.
Okay.
Wow. My guest today is Dr. Roz Warner, and she's one of the 13 women who was part of the experiment in the book The Necklace, which I really suggest that you go out and get. It was published in September of 2009, so it's actually September of 2008. We're not in 2009 yet, are we? I'm jumping ahead. By Ballantine Books. And it's a true story of 13 women who joined together and took a risk on an expensive necklace and in the process changed themselves and a whole community. And after the break, we'd love to hear from you at 888-GO-FOR-IT. You're listening to Positive Living, and I'm Patricia Raskin. Remember, folks, this show is about turning your obstacles into opportunities and your problems into solutions and making your dreams come true. Write to me, Patricia, at patriciaraskin.com. I have a blog. a newsletter. I have 3 radio programs. This is my mission, to make a difference in the world by interviewing people such as Roz and such as all the incredible people I interview each week, because this will help to transform your life. You must see what's real. And we see enough of what's real that doesn't work. So let's look at what's real that really does work and brings beauty and light and love into our lives. You're listening to Positive Living. I'm Patricia Raskin. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.